You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning here at Mix 100, ready for a trending report. Tonight, the Colorado Avalanche are home at Ball Arena to take on the Sharks. We can beat them. Last night, the Denver Nuggets went into Dallas and they beat the Mavericks. They went into Big D and said, "We're the new Big D." Maybe they didn't say that. They probably just
don't say that.
Just played basketball.
Don't say that at all.
They probably didn't say anything.
Don't say anything about Big D to anyone, Dom.
Dallas is known as Big D, Jeremy. You didn't know that?
Nope, sure did.
You're not a sports fan.
Not a sports fan. Use that in
but
totally,
Denver, see, is
totally
the
different
D.
settings.
Yeah, but we're talking about sports.
Sure we are.
Anyway, so the Nuggets won. Speaking of sports, and we have to turn somber for 1 second. Today is the 1 year anniversary, believe it or not, 1 year ago that Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi and seven other people killed in that helicopter crash in California. It has been
sad story. And remember, like, just a year ago, that was like the big story. You know, it was like it for weeks, and then the Rona hit. And
yeah, it was interesting that, you know, in January of last year, we were talking about all the fires in Australia and Kobe Bryant. Yeah. And then all hell broke loose.
Yep.
Speaking of the pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci is a bit of a celebrity now. And it turns out he is the highest paid of all federal employees. That means Dr. Anthony Fauci makes more than the president of the United States.
Wow.
They published his salary, and it's $417,608 per year.
He's been working his butt off, though. I mean,
sure he has.
He's
but
worth
this
it.
Is what this is what he made in 2019. This was a year before the pandemic.
I wonder if he's making more now.
Probably.
He's working overtime.
His colleague, Dr. Deborah Birx, the lady who's very famous for the scarves, her salary posted also $305,000. That tops the vice presidential salary.
Huh.
So both of them make more than the president, House of Representatives, senators, House Speaker, Supreme Court Chief Justice.
Wow. Well, they're Fauci trying to keep America healthy, you know? It's a big
back
job.
Back in August, Fauci had told Matthew McConaughey, "I am a government worker. I have a government salary." Well,
it's a good one.
Quite a salary. It's a good government salary. Hey, one last thing for you that has to do with the pandemic. The pandemic is apparently bringing to a halt a rather foul habit that some people have, and that would be double dipping. Remember the Seinfeld episode with double dipping the chip?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, 70% of people admit that they have been double dippers in the past. But now, 8 out of every 10 say this pandemic has taught them and they will refrain from double dipping as we move forward.
Good.
The long national nightmare is over.
I wonder if dipping in general is going to go away. We're all now going to have our own little individual dipping containers, perhaps. If I were to go to a party in a year from now and there's a communal dipping bowl, I'm going to steer clear. I want my own personal dipping bowl.
Seems like you're the guy who would have steered clear before all this, even.
Yeah, I'm not much of a dipper. Eh. I like it when they have the spoon next to the dip, and you can put a little dollop on your plate, you know?
Yeah, but then you're touching that spoon that all these people
have been
coughing into their hands.
And then you touch the chip, and then...
The best thing to do is just not go to a party.
Ding, ding, ding. Welcome to my world. Nah, we'll pass.
What else is trending?
Somebody was really, really bored, and they went through a year's worth of Google searches to find the most common pet peeve, which is a funny word, pet peeve, in all 50 states. Burping made the list in 11 states.
Burping?
Littering, of course. Laziness made the list. Bragging. You're bragging. Number one, slow internet was the number one overall because we're all so spoiled. We need our 14G at all times, you know? I need fast internet. You know, on the TikTok.
If you're somewhere and you're trying to do something, I think we've all been guilty of going,
You just want it to work, right? Just work. Mm-hmm. What's your biggest pet peeve? You got one?
My wife leaving all those cabinets open all the time.
That's a huge one. That's a good one. That's solid. I think mine, one of them, is when you're at the grocery store and the person in front of you has all their stuff on the little conveyor belt, and then they don't grab the divider bar and place it at the end of their stuff, so then you can start putting your stuff on there. And then I have to reach up and get it when really they should have.
Do you have to reach all that way? I've always thought it's the next person's job.
Mm-mm. It's the person when they're done unloading their cart on there, and they know. How do I know if their order's ended?
You can see that their cart is empty.
They might toss something on there at the last second.
They're obviously done.
Good. Then grab the bar and put your firewall up. Boom.
I'm always thought it was the next person's job.
Nah, that's rude if you don't put it up there.
Wait a minute, that's more of a pet peeve to you than the whole shopping cart out in the parking lot?
Yeah,
just
I don't
wandering
care about
free
that.
Banging into cars?
I don't care about that.
That's because you do
You
that.
Know my theory on that. I'm not getting into it again.
No, I don't know. What's your theory?
We talked about it just a couple weeks ago.
That you're an ass?
No, that the employees of the store actually appreciate that because it gets them out of the store longer. They can wander around, be out in the fresh air versus inside with the public.
That is not a justification for being a lazy slug.
They love it. What else is going on? Not lazy. If I'm close to one, it's going in the cart corral. If I'm way out there, I'm like, here. Just parking it.
Let's move on.
You got time for that.
I don't like you right now.
New term for people that are feeling angry when you see someone else not taking the pandemic as seriously as you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're pangry. I am so pangry right now.
It's a stretch.
That's stupid. Peeps. We all know the candy Peeps, right? They had to shut down operations for Halloween and Christmas because they couldn't operate at full capacity because of the Rona. Check it out, guys. They are back in full force. They fired up the Peep factory, and it's just in time for their biggest moment of the year, Easter. That's the OG Peep holiday right there.
And you know what? I am going to do a good deed for everyone who's listening. You can have my Peeps.
Yeah, Dom hates Peeps. I'm not a fan, though, either.
I wouldn't say I hate them. I would just say I don't get them.
Right.
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
I don't understand it.
Yeah. It's a weird candy.
After a while, it's one of those things that just becomes a tradition just because it's been a tradition. Nobody is saying, oh, my God, they taste so good. I got to get them. Nope, nobody says that. It's just, we've always gotten them. Okay.
All right. Good for you. Check this out, too. Cats and dogs might need to get the COVID vaccine. According to some top scientists, some dog scientists, they're saying that your little fur babies can pass the virus to you. So now they're saying that your dog and your little cat should get the shot. And I'm sure it's a different shot. Do they even have a shot yet? Do they have a shot for the dogs? I don't know. But they're saying that that's a good idea to get your pets vaccinated as well.
Niles, the weirdo, is an indoor cat. Does he still need to? He never goes out.
Does he sneak out? You know. Does he put a sheet out the window and sneak out in the middle of the night?
If that cat snuck out, he would be consumed by some wild animal probably within
4 minutes. Whoa, that escalated.
I
thought he would hang with his other little kitty friends and smoke some catnip. And
we have so many large birds of prey around here that they would scoop up his little, what does he weigh, 6 pounds, I think? They would scoop up his little 6 pounds and he would be gone. He was
only
attacked by an owl once when he was a kitten when he got outside by accident, and an owl attacked him. He's missing one of the little digits on one paw.
Because of an owl?
Because of an owl.
Dang, what a tough cat.
Yeah,
his owls are mean.
Yeah, they are. You should have seen that. I can't believe he survived it.
Did you run after him and be like, whoa, 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 or what? Did the owl just drop him?
I wasn't there. Gretchen, I'd have to ask her the full story on it.
Yeah.
Ooh, she said it was
scary.
Bad. Both. She had two cats at the time, and they both got out. Accident. Somebody left the door open. And she said it was an owl attack. Probably a daughter. Yeah, they're leaving cabinet doors open. There's no reason why they wouldn't leave the front door open, too.
Oh, how horrible would you feel if you left the door open and your cat got eaten by an owl?
And you notice that was 3 years ago. So it has been, like, all hands on deck to make sure.
No.
Either coyotes or owls or...
Snakes? You guys got snakes?
We got snakes. We got vultures. There's a lot of vultures around here.
Wow. Not a good place for a cat to live, is what you're saying.
You live out in the woods, man. This is... No, cats don't do well. They are indoor.
Oh, man.
What else we got?
Let's go ahead and jump to the clickbait, because I want to play a little...
Clickbait.
Play a little something-something. If you go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy, the whole sea shanty... Gotta be careful saying that. Sea shanty thing... is still making the rounds, and now the U.S. Navy band recorded a sea shanty using the lyrics to Taylor Swift's We Are Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together. You know the song. I just happen to have 30 seconds of it. If you want to listen to the whole thing, it is on our Facebook, but here's just a taste.
Hey! This time I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together. We are never, ever, ever getting back together.
That's good, right?
You go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk, then talk to me. But we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Oh, so good.
It's catchy,
really good.
It's catchy, I gotta say.
You see a bunch of dudes like mopping the deck as they're singing that. Swabbing the deck.
The
you're swab right.
In the deck.
Swabbing the deck. See the whole video. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait. Yeah.